Welcome back to the CDAF podcast. I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm the Omega. Thank you for joining us in this exciting episode where we unveil all of our future plans for Princess Suburbia and beyond. Now let's get seedy.
In today's episode, we're answering a question that Discord user Carbon Dioxide asked on the Vim Studios Discord server. Carbon Dioxide asked, how long until you complete Prince of Suburbia? What are the future plans for Prince of Suburbia? Will you continue the story or create a sequel? These are questions that we get asked almost daily on one platform or another. As we mentioned in a past episode, it's pretty obvious to us that fans are nervous about their beloved game coming to an end. So with the latest version 0.95 update launching on Steam and Itch this week, we figured this was the perfect time to set the record straight on our future plans for Prince of Suburbia.
So I'm going to go over a brief history with Prince of Suburbia really quick and just touch on a few things. The game has been around a long time. Some of you may not know, but it initially started in 2017. I originally found Summertime Saga and Dreams of Desire, and they were like my gateway drug, if you will, to initially decide to try my hand in the industry. And like I said, in 2017 is when it started. We had two updates up back then. It was fun to try it out. But the reality was, I just couldn't put myself into it full time because I had a full time job already and it wasn't taking off like I hoped it would. So after that, it went into very part time development where we took all the resources that we were getting in support and funneled it back into the game. And even with that, it still wasn't enough to support it. So I ended up deciding to just put it on hiatus and to shut it down. But several months later, there were some fans that came out of the woodwork and they pleaded with me to bring it back. I thought about it for a while and I was like, okay, I guess I'll dedicate some hours every month just to make sure that this project keeps going, because I won't lie, I did enjoy like fans being excited about it, because this was a game that was created and something that I started with. So that feedback ended up incentivizing me to come back essentially. And then ultimately in 2021, Jocelyn asked me if we could do this full time. And I thought about it for a little bit and then I looked at her and I was like, hell yeah, we can do this. Let's go. Once we decided to pull that trigger in 2022, ultimately we decided that I was going to take over the programming because we needed to do that in order to increase the pace of development. And then later on that year in 2022, we also had to go with a new artist who was our animator at the time. And his name is Auxiliary Out. And he took over for Scarlet Ann because of the reasons I mentioned before, which is we needed to increase the pace of development so that we could actually get this game completed and finished in a much more reasonable time frame.
I remember when you came to me in 2017. And showed me these games and showed me your plans for your game. You had written the script for the first update, maybe two updates, and I helped you edit it. And yeah, I just remember it always being this kind of like part-time thing of as long as you could, just keeping like a foot in the door, essentially, but not really having the time to dedicate to developing it that you would have liked or that would have resulted in it, you know, being developed in a reasonable time frame. In 2021, when I came to you and said, you know, do you want to try to do this as a full-time business? That at that point, we were still trying to figure out what exactly to do with Prince Suburbia. We still were working with Scarlet Ann, but as you said, you know, we were always really happy with Scarlet Ann's work. She was just so overextended that it was a struggle to get the art that we needed on a reasonable time frame. The coding was multiple different styles. The writing was multiple different writers. You know, when I came in 2021 and I started looking at it, it was pretty clear that it needed a big overhaul, not in the spirit of the game or the original story of the game, but just, you know, make it into less of a Frankenstein and more of a kind of cohesive thing. So I went through and I rewrote the entire game pretty much from scratch with most of the original story, but with a little bit more direction for the characters and a little, you know, tightening up the story a little bit and just making it all in one cohesive voice. I did all of that from scratch, which took multiple months. And I remember a lot of people being skeptical when we said that we were rewriting the game because we released it in two chunks. There was a lot of people skeptical that we were ever going to actually finish. So it was definitely a good feeling to get that rewrite out of the way. I remember when you put in your job to do this full time and we still had an outside programmer, the one that disappeared, I kept telling you that my wish was that you would just take over the coding. And I didn't wish it for you because I knew that that's not what you wanted at that time. But I kept kind of secretly wishing that that's what would happen because I knew that it would just make it a higher quality game and it would give us more control over the speed of the updates. So ultimately, I think it worked out for the best and that we found Auxiliary Out and that we made the hard decision to switch to him. Even though I know some fans were disappointed, the reality was that, you know, it was this team of three people that allowed the game to be completed as fast as it has since we started the full-time development of it. I know it doesn't sound to people like we developed it very fast since we started in 2017, but in early 2021, the game was only half complete. So a year and a half later, we've completed the second half of the game, which I think is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I think one note with that is in the grand scheme of things, it definitely worked out and it was a good decision overall. It was just overwhelming at the time because it ended up delaying the release of A Shot in the Dark, which was frustrating for both of us at the time.
But yeah, it's really amazing how far this game has come from being kind of just a part-time hobby project for many, many years to finally, you know, being a full-fledged game that will actually be completed. And I definitely think it'll be a weight off our shoulders to have it completed. You know, it just feels really good to get to the end of a project and know that you've completed something from start to finish. And it just feels really good to know that we'll have a completely finished game under our belts, an actual completed game, because it is so rare in this industry to actually complete a game. And so we just, like I said, this week released the version 0.95 update. And to be clear, our versioning is not necessarily like software industry standard, but we tend to version things based on what percentage we think it is complete, just because we think that makes more sense to players who don't really know how software versioning works. And it also just kind of helps us keep track of where we are in the development. So we had version 0.9, this is 0.95. And then our next version will be version 1.0, which is the last version of the story. We will be wrapping up all of the storylines and finishing with the main story of the game. Right now, almost all of the art is complete for 1.0. We were able to get a little bit ahead on that because of the delays with 0.95. You know, we kind of struggled with how to handle releases for a little bit there, as far as like we were trying to alternate with the games. And the reality is that Prince of Suburbia is simpler, and so it develops more quickly than A Shot in the Dark. So we will not do that next time. We will release 1.0 when it's ready and not try to alternate with A Shot in the Dark. You know, that this next update coming up this fall, that is already probably more than halfway complete at this point, is going to be the last update of the main story, and that will complete Prince of Suburbia Part 2. So we've been asked many times if there's any plans for a Prince of Suburbia Part 3, a Prince of Suburbia sequel. We've heard the suggestion for King of Suburbia. And the reality is we are so relieved to have gotten this game from start to finish. And it has always been our goal to reach a satisfying end and not have it be a game that just continues to develop on and on forever. For us, that just doesn't make for a good story. That's not our vision. The story would get stale. There wouldn't be enough conflict to sustain it. The characters would start to become boring because they're just doing the same things over and over again. So there are no plans to continue the story that's currently there. There are no plans to create a new story or a brand new full game with these characters. However, something that we plan to do, some epilogue or DLC content where we do standalone stories with the characters. So that way there can be some big time jumps and we can do some of the things that we wouldn't be able to do if we were trying to make another cohesive story. So as long as our artist is on board, we plan to continue making content. That said, he's a very talented artist. Many other people would like to use his talents. I know that he's also feeling like he's ready to move on from Prince of Suburbia. He's been working on it now for many, many years. He has his own projects that he wants to do. The money that he's earned from this game has given him the capital to be able to work on some of his own projects. You know, we will continue to make content as long as we have the artist on board, and we will definitely have at least one DLC with pregnancy content with all of the characters.
One thing I'll say too is, especially for the fans who do want to see like a sequel, Prince of Suburbia or King of Suburbia, or anything like that, we definitely get and understand that people want to see more, and it's almost like nostalgic at this point to think about what the game was like in the past and how attached some people have gotten to it. But the other reality is it's one of those situations like with World of Warcraft Classic where the developers were telling players, you don't want this, you don't want this, trust us. And the players like, we want this, we want this. Some of them actually enjoyed it, but a lot of people ended up dropping off after the game was released. Because, yeah, it was nostalgic and it was fun for a little while, but hey, not much has changed. It's still the same thing. It's not fresh. It's not exciting. In the grand scheme of things, we're ready to move on and we want to work on new projects and we want to do something fresh and exciting that's going to be fun for us and hopefully fun for our fans. A little tidbit of information for Prince of Suburbia is one of the criticisms that we get on the game sometimes here and there is, you know, why does the game have navigation when it's just a linear game? To be frank, that's a very fair criticism of the game, and the reason why it exists is like originally Prince of Suburbia was planned to essentially go all over the neighborhood and have a bunch of various characters that could be romanced and such. But unfortunately, like I was talking about, the game was very part-time development and it wasn't able to reach that ambition level. So we scaled it down tremendously, but that meant that that old code was still in the game. There are parts where it's leveraged, but essentially the criticism is right. We could have made it a linear game and stripped that out, we just didn't do that, so it still exists.
And one of the reasons for that, because I think it's an important point to hit on, is that one of the reasons we didn't take out all that navigation is because of how many bugs it would have introduced. So it was just, that was the way the game was designed. It had intentions that we couldn't follow through with because we didn't have the resources in the beginning. And now that we do have more resources, we'd rather put those resources into making a different game that is more fresh and more 2023 and less 2017. The reality is that we were too far along in development by the time we figured that out to strip those elements out. Like the Omega said, it's a fair criticism that whenever we see it, we agree with 100%. But as we've talked about in other episodes, it was just an area where the amount of time and the resources it would have taken and the problems it might have created to take it out just wasn't worth it. And so we just have to leave it as it is, a little bit less than perfect.
If I had to go back in time, another option would have been making an RPG Maker game. And the reason for that is we could have included, you know, a lot more content as far as the writing goes and situations that are happening in the game and leveraged the art still. And in my opinion, it would have felt like a more complete game and we could have finished the game sooner than we did now.
Definitely. We definitely learned a lot from Prince of Suburbia. And then we've also learned a lot from A Shot in the Dark. And while we don't plan to make Prince of Suburbia Part 3, we do plan to make another game once Prince of Suburbia has wrapped up. We want to always have two games in development because there are kind of periods with the game where there's a little bit more of a lull and you don't have as many things to do. If you've already coded all the scenes that I've done writing and art for, you know, you don't want to just be sitting around twiddling your thumbs. So it's always nice to have two different projects to work on. And I think it prevents burnout as well, especially because our games, you know, so far have been very different. And our hope is for our third game to be different in its own way. I think sometimes for people that can be a bad thing because we don't really have a cohesive brand. And it's hard to say, oh, if you liked one of our games, then you'll love the other game. Like, that's not necessarily true, even though they do have some things in common. But for us as creators, it's just the only way that we can create things is to continually try different things so that we're stretching our creative muscles and we're not getting burnt out from doing the same things. So that said, we do have plans for a third game. We do hope to keep some of the elements that we like about Prince of Suburbia and that we know fans like. And again, some of the elements that will make it different from A Shot in the Dark so that it's something different for us to work on. So some of the elements that we hope to keep from Prince of Suburbia is that we definitely hope to appeal to the same kinks and fetishes that we did with Prince of Suburbia. However, we would also like to appeal to a bunch more on top of that. So we definitely still want a game that is extremely visually pleasing. And we definitely want to have a game with a more lighthearted tone. Prince of Suburbia is a very nice balance to A Shot in the Dark because it is a little bit more over the top and, you know, what I always call heightened reality, cartoony, whatever you want to call it. That lighthearted feel is a really nice contrast to working on a little bit darker themed game. And so all of those things are things that we want to keep from what we've already developed with Prince of Suburbia.
We're still going to try to reach that same audience. And like Jocelyn was saying, we're still going to try to deliver some of the same kinks and fetishes. You know, we're not going to completely abandon our base, and that would be silly. Going along with that too, that includes, you know, the more diversity in the body types, and we're still going to have big boobas for the people who like big boobas. We're just going to have some boobas for everybody, essentially.
Yeah, boobas for everyone.
Yeah, that's right. And then the other thing that's going to be exciting for us and fun to see is we're also hoping to include some real gameplay instead of just navigating around the house in Prince Suburbia.
The many motivations for moving to Unity are basically that we can start to include a lot of the things that we would have liked to have included in Prince of Suburbia to begin with. Again, another very legitimate criticism that we get for the game is, especially because it has that sandbox navigation, is that it feels like it should have more gameplay, and it feels like it should have a little bit more autonomy and customization. While we've had many requests to add that to Prince of Suburbia, it was never going to be a reality for Prince of Suburbia. It would have been impossible from an art perspective because everything has to be created ahead of time. The nice thing about moving to Unity is that things will be created more in real time, and that will allow for more customization, more player autonomy, more gameplay. And so we'll be able to do some of the things that we couldn't do with Prince of Suburbia because they were a little ambitious for a first game, but for a third game, they're much more achievable. And there's something that we want to jump into and explore that we haven't really gotten to explore before.
The other thing that I'm hopeful for and excited for is to have a more robust saving system. That's one of the struggles that we have in RenPy with Prince Suburbia and A Shot in the Dark sometimes is people's saves being broken because of the game files being changed or refactored. It's a frustration point for us because we try to avoid it, and it's a frustration point for our players because nobody likes their saves being destroyed as a part of the development process.
I think that sums up how we've gotten to where we are and where we are going in the future. I hope that answered all of your questions about the future of Prince of Suburbia. Thank you to Carbon Dioxide on Discord and everyone else who has submitted questions so far. We've had a really fun time answering them.
Remember, if you have any more questions or topics you'd like us to cover, please reach out to us. And we're excited to share more with you in the future. We hope we plant some seeds with you. See you next time.
Bye.